This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. For several months after he was born, Robert Louis Stevenson was not expected to live. His health was so delicate. Sickness kept him from making much progress in school and from joining in strenuous exercises. And so he developed a love for stories, especially tales of the sea. In early manhood, he began to weave his own stories. Bad health plagued him all through life, yet his courage and cheerfulness have seldom been equaled. He had made a resolution never to complain, even though he could not share in the strenuous life he admired so much. Still seeking soundness of body, he went to the island of Samoa, whose natives soon came to love him as they gathered around every evening to hear their teller of tales, as they called him. On this island, he died in December of 1894 and is buried there. The world of literature is much richer for his efforts. Almost every schoolboy is familiar with his entrancing story, Treasure Island. His tales have made him famous. But beneath it all is the more enduring and helpful legacy bequeathed by Stevenson, his courage and cheerfulness in the face of such overwhelming odds.
If you would like to receive free daily devotionals, log on to www.activated.org.